Welcome everyone to day 36 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. To begin, let's take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle in. Let go of the morning you've already had. Travel, snow plows, conversations about outhouses. I was listening to Zoom earlier. Just turn your attention to the body, the feeling of the weight on the chair, present moment, open heart. Congratulations on being here today. So, continuing our discussion of aspirations, I wanted to talk a little bit about this idea of making offerings or moving towards a goal or an aspiration without pinning too much on the results. Sometimes in Buddhism we call this letting go of hope and fear. And in the way that Rick Hansen discusses it is really turning our minds towards having a growth mindset of letting go of specific goals and really focusing in on progress, not perfection. About really leaning into sort of building skills, making small strides, really looking at it in a more holistic kind of way. And according to the research, of course, people with a growth mindset tend to be happier, more resilient, and more successful. So there's a good reason why you might want to do it. And really thinking about what are the skills and inner qualities that you're developing by moving towards your aspirations. Thinking of a big goal, and what would it be like to redefine success in terms of developing new skills, understanding others better, or acquiring knowledge? Then no matter what occurs, if you're in this growth mindset, you still have succeeded. So this attitude makes it easier to aim high. And it's quite often possible to accomplish something that's a lot more meaningful with just a little bit more effort. So big goals, like our aspirations, focus the mind, inspire us, and motivate sustained work. But defining those goals in terms of the skills that we're developing or the progress that we're making can help us to stay on the path. Going back to our first inner resource, grit. So my invitation to you today is to see if you can look at your aspirations in terms of this growth mindset. Lean into the success of developing new skills instead of just getting to the result. So shifting to our formal practice, remembering every time that we sit down, we're developing more skills in our practice. Taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, sense of opening and softening in front. Resting your hands comfortably and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and support of our practice together.